So everyone keeps obsessing over Claude and ChatGPT, but no one is looking at this tool. And yet, I've used it to make more money, be more efficient, and do less of the stuff that I don't really want to do. And the coolest part about it is that it's embedded in everything that I already use. So in today's video, let me talk to you about Gemini.
So look, the last few months, I have been on a bit of a mission, basically testing out every single AI tool there is. And over the last few weeks, I've been focusing on Gemini. Now you might be asking, what makes Gemini different from Claude, ChatGPT, or any of the others? Well, the answer doesn't really come down to the AI itself. It's about who's behind it. Google, a $4 trillion company, one of the biggest on the planet. So really think about it for a second. Google owns an absurd amount of the infrastructure that most of us use day to day. Your email, Google. Your calendar, Google. Your documents, Google. The platform that you are watching this on right now, YouTube, well, that's also owned by Google. Almost no other AI has that. Not a single one of them is already integrated inside of everything that you use. So I've gone ahead and pulled together the best tips that I found while using it, and I've actually split them into three levels. You've got beginner, intermediate, and advanced. But real quick, before we get into it, as your big brother here on YouTube, I want to give one of you a brand new MacBook. It's a little gift from me to help you along in your online journey. So if you want to win, here is all that you have to do. I want you to watch the entire video. Once you've done that, leave a like and also leave a comment of which tip that you found the most useful. Even though the topic of today's video is AI, if it is an AI comment, you will be disqualified. Trust me, I can tell who's actually watched the video and who hasn't. So go ahead and drop it in the comments section and come back to next week's video. And I'm going to leave it as a pinned comment under that. But with all of that out the way, let's jump straight into it. All right, so starting off with beginner tip number one, setting up your personal intelligence. Now, I know that that might sound fancy, but honestly, it's not. It took me like 10 or 15 minutes to set up, if that. Literally, all you have to do is hit the settings icon, click on personal intelligence, and then you're gonna see three things pop up. You've got memory, connected apps, and instructions. And we're gonna come back to memory in just a second. So let's actually start with connected apps. This is where you're actually gonna link whatever you're already using day to day. Your calendar, your email, your Google Workspace, YouTube, pretty much anything Google related, you can just plug it in here. Now, this is actually gonna become a bit more relevant later on in the video when we get into one of the more advanced tips. So for now, just go ahead and connect it while you're already here. Then you've got instructions, and this is really just you telling Gemini how you want it to behave with you moving forward. Because when it comes to AI, context is everything, right? Yes, of course, the tool is super powerful, but if it doesn't know how you work, how you think, and how you want to work with it, it's gonna slow you down more than it actually speeds you up. And honestly, I cannot stress enough how worth it is to sit down and do this. So mine is actually configured to do two things. First is keep answers short and straight to the point. And second, I told it not to be a yes man, okay? Actually push back on me. If the idea is weak, tell me it's weak, and then also tell me why. That way we end up going back and forth instead of just agreeing with whatever I say. It's little things like this that might seem tedious to do, but spend literally 15 minutes doing it properly, and I promise you, the payoff is huge. Now, I said that we'd actually come back to memory, and here's why. Because this one is in a slightly different spot for whatever reason. So you're gonna go back into settings, and just below personal intelligence, you're gonna see import memory to Gemini. You're gonna click into that, and then there's two options sitting in there. Now, I'll be honest, if this feature didn't exist, I would probably still be on ChatGPT right now. I stayed there way longer than I should have, purely because of its memory with me. Because after you've worked with an AI for long enough, it starts to understand your preferences, your business, and the way that you make decisions. Moving to a new tool can feel like starting from zero. And starting fresh from zero wasn't something that I was looking to do. But look, you don't have to worry about that anymore, because these days, it is so easy to transfer over. The first part here is importing your memory. How it works is Gemini is actually gonna give you a prompt. You're gonna copy it, you're gonna paste it into whatever AI that you've been using, and it actually hands you back a summary of everything that knows about you. And then you're gonna bring that summary over to Gemini, paste it in, and done. Then the second one goes a little bit further than that. You can actually export your entire chat history and bring that all in too. Now, I know that these seem pretty similar, but they are actually quite different. Memory is more of like a summary. So your job, your preferences, facts about you, that kind of thing. Whereas chat history is literally every conversation that you've ever had with it. And that means that you're not sat there trying to play catch up and rebuild your past conversations. So if you are properly making the switch, honestly, I would just do both. And even if you're only trying Gemini out for now, I would still do it anyways. To do it, it's pretty simple wherever you're coming from. I'm not gonna show you exactly how to get it done because it's slightly different depending on where you're actually migrating over from. But once again, just head into the settings of your old AI and somewhere in there, there's going to be an option to export your chat history. From there, just come back to Gemini, click on upload and give Gemini your files. Is it a little tedious? Yes. Is it worth doing? Absolutely. Remember, this all comes down to context, because context is everything with AI. And the more it gets to know about you, the better it gets. So now that you've helped Gemini understand you a little bit better, it's probably worth understanding it a little better too. And that's actually tip number two, understanding the different models in here and what each of them is actually doing to your usage. Because when you signed up for Gemini, you probably saw a bunch of different plans on there, each one saying that it had more usage than the last. And what that usage actually is tokens. Now, tokens are basically just credits that you're spending every time you use the software. And look, if you're balling out and you've got no problem paying hundreds of dollars a month on buying extra credits, then by all means, you can go ahead and skip this tip and move on to the next one. You see, at my company, consulting.com, we've got AI built into pretty much every department at this point. Sales, support, marketing, dev, all of it. And then on top of that, we've either built or licensed multiple AI software companies that our clients use every single day. That's thousands of users across multiple tools. And when you add all of that together, we are literally spending hundreds of thousands of dollars a month just in tokens alone. Now, of course, you're not spending anywhere near that, I know, but it works the exact same for you, just on a smaller scale. It is the difference between getting your work done or hitting your limit halfway through and then just sitting there waiting for it to reset. And it really just comes down to one simple concept. The higher up the tiers that you go, the more that the model thinks and the more complex the work it can handle. But that also comes at a price. And that price is tokens. The deeper that it thinks, the more that it burns. So let me actually walk you through the three models that Gemini has to offer. The first one is called Flashlight, and this is for all the stuff that doesn't really need much thinking at all. This will be just for a quick back and forth, or summarizing a meeting script, organizing a prospect list, maybe refining the text on a resource that you've built. Basically, all of the things that you could technically do yourself, but you're just handing it over to it to save time. Look, let's be real. None of that needs any real thinking from it, which is exactly why you should be using it, because Flashlight barely touches your usage. Then you've got your middle ground, which is actually called Flash. And this is really your daily driver, okay? It's the balance between getting proper work done while also not torching your usage by doing it. Now, with this specific model, you get a bit of that second layer thinking where it's reasoning through the problem instead of just handing you the obvious answer. So let's say you're either building something or working through something that needs a little bit more thinking, this is where you're going to spend most of your time. And then there's Pro. And this is really the one that you're going to pull out when your boss asks you for something that you haven't even started and he asked for it yesterday. In this case, there is no time for back and forth or arguing with it. Or this is for if you're working on something that's really big and important, where you actually need multiple layers of thinking. I'm talking complex, multi-step stuff. That is what Pro's for. But once again, use it sparingly, because if you don't, you're not going to get more than a few back and forths from it. All right, so you've got Gemini understanding you and you already know which models to reach for when you need to get a specific task done. Now we're actually going to take it a step further and become a lot more efficient when it comes to using Gemini. And that is tip number three, which is gems and skills. You see, once you start using these properly, you're going to realize how often you've just been wasting your time prompting AI with the same instructions typed out again and again for the exact same job. And that's just a waste if you ask me. Well, that is exactly what these next two features are there to fix. So let's start with gems. Now, before we get into it, you might be wondering why would they name this gems? I'll be honest, I had no idea. So I actually asked Gemini why they called it gems. And apparently it's because you customize it for a specific job, which to me still didn't really make sense. But anyways, where were we? Yes, a gem is basically just a regular Gemini chat, but with a knowledge base that you actually stack on top of. Now, what that means is it already knows the context that you've given it, right? So it already knows the instructions that you've set. So you're not going to be sat there re-explaining yourself over and over. So let's say you write your emails in a certain way. Instead of telling Gemini how you like them written every single time, instead you build that into a gem once, and from then on, it just knows. Or maybe Gemini is helping you refine a process. You can upload all of the documentation behind that process, and then it can just reference it directly when it helps you build. Look, either way, setting one up is pretty quick. All you're going to do is hit the settings icon, then you're going to click on gems, you're going to hit add new gem, you're going to give it a name, a quick description, and then you're just going to spend a bit of time on the instructions because, well, I mean, that's kind of the entire point, right? Then the last step is to actually upload any files that you have that would help this gem get the job done. And look, you're not just limited to one of these, okay? You can build different gems for different tasks, for different projects, So I would just recommend giving them a go. Now, on the other side of the coin, you've got skills. A gem is something that you can talk to, okay? Like a customized version of Gemini to go back and forth with. But a skill is a repeatable process that Gemini can call into when it needs to complete a certain type of task. And once that is created, Gemini can just pull from those instructions so that way you don't have to re-explain how to do something. And the best part is you don't even need to build these from scratch. You can just describe what you want and then you can have Gemini build a skill for you. And if you've already got a skill file written for Claude or any other AI for that matter, you can just upload it straight into that. And let's say that that's too much effort for you or you want to get a little bit more creative. There's actually a site called AI Agents Library and people are already sharing ready-made ones on there. So that way you can just go ahead and download it. Literally thousands of them sitting right there between writing, coding, design, whatever it is you need, it's probably there. So if you just spend some time setting up both of these, you're gonna save a lot of time repeating yourself over and over again. Now look, I don't know how much time you spend on YouTube, but if you're anything like me, it's probably more than you'd like to admit. And look, I think that this is the most valuable platform out there. The amount that you can learn on here for free is crazy. I think it's something like 500 hours of video are uploaded to YouTube every single minute, which is 30,000 hours of content every hour. So that comes out to something like 80 years of content a day that's posted. Now, of course, granted, that's not all educational, okay? A lot of it is entertainment or just random bits and bobs. So look, the point is there is a lot of content on this platform, which is genuinely great. But there is nothing more annoying than only needing 30 seconds of a video and then having to watch through the whole thing to get it. Even if you bump it up to 2 or 3x speed, you can still spend hours on here trying to absorb everything. Well, you don't have to anymore, which is tip number 4, which is using Gemini for YouTube. Now, you remember how Google basically owns everything? Well, YouTube is one of those things. So it makes sense that Gemini would talk to it directly. You can actually click the Gemini button while you're on a video and you can ask it questions about what you're watching. And from there, you can actually get the whole thing summarized or pull out the bits that you actually need. And this is especially useful when there's no timestamps on a video and you're trying to track down one specific thing without scrubbing through the whole video. Now look, it's not perfect. It can hallucinate. And depending on how tricky the question you're asking, it doesn't always get it right. I actually use specialized tools for this myself most of the time. These are designed from the ground up to help with this. But during my last few weeks where I've only stuck to Gemini and just used it as my daily driver, I made myself stick to it instead. And the truth is that Gemini gets you about 70% of the way there and for 0% of the price because it's already included in your subscription. And for most of you out there, 70% is more than enough. All right, so this next tip is gonna fall into the bracket of it's pretty cool, but you probably don't really need it, but you're already paying for it every single month. So you might as well know it's there. And that's tip number 5, which is using Gemini Live. And what it does is instead of typing back and forth with Gemini, you can just speak to it like you are literally on a call with someone. And on top of that, you can actually turn on your camera so it can see exactly what you're looking at while you're talking to it. So realistically, for most of your day-to-day, you're probably not gonna use this that much. I mean, to be honest, that was the case for me. But when I was putting this video together, I actually spoke to some of my colleagues on my product team if they've ever used it, and I had some interesting stories. One of them actually told me that he used it to fix his garage door. He literally pointed the camera at the motor and then told Gemini what the issue was, and it actually walked him through exactly how to reconfigure it. What to push, what to hold, when to stop, basically whatever goes into configuring a garage door motor, which is pretty impressive if you think about it, but it's a bit of a niche one. I'm sure if you play around with it and test it, you'll find some more use cases for this specific function. And now for the more intermediate tips, we're gonna focus on building with Gemini. So look, one of the most frustrating things for me when I'm building something with AI is having to sit there, copy it out, and paste it into whatever it is I'm working on. And then go back, work and tweak some more, and then copy it back again every single time. That back and forth takes forever. If you've ever used AI before, then I'm sure you've been there too. Well, look, Gemini's got something for that, which brings us to tip number 6. Use Canvas. Your chat stays on the left and whatever you're working on sits on the right. So that way, when you ask it to change something, it's just gonna update it right there in place instead of reprinting the whole thing back at you to copy over. Look, this one's a little bit hard to describe because there isn't just like one specific use case for this. It works for writing, it works for coding, it works for studying, basically anything where the thing is constantly updating and you wanna keep your eye on it as it does. So instead of trying to explain, let me just go ahead and show you how it works. Let's take studying because that's an easy one for me to show you. Now look, I'm not studying at the moment, but just to show you how it works, I'm actually gonna go ahead and upload a chapter from one of my favorite books straight into the canvas, and then I'm gonna ask it to build me a 10-question quiz off the back of it. And you're gonna see that it's interactive as well. Now, the first question, if I get it wrong, it's gonna tell me straight away, and then I move on to the next one. So look, you might be in the same position as me, which is not in high school or not studying in college, but I know there's a lot of you out there that are just learning something, okay? Whether that's exams or certifications, or you just generally wanna brush up on your knowledge about something. Well, then in that case, this is for you. Then you've got coding, and it works the exact same way. It just asks you to build a simple app to do whatever you need, and it builds it right there in the canvas. So let's say I wanted to track one of my workouts. Let me give it some basic information about what I want, and let's see what it comes up with. And there it is, first version working. Now sure, I could sit here for a while, make it perfect, but the whole reason I would build this instead of just downloading something off of the app store is that I can make it exactly what I need it to be. And it doesn't need to be workout stuff either. If there's something you're stuck on for work, something that's a pain to deal with, see if you can actually build an app around it. I mean, look, it's sitting in your subscription anyways. And lastly, Canvas works the exact same way with writing too. So if you're working on a script or a document, you can just bring it up into the canvas and work on it right there instead of juggling two different tabs. So look, up until now, almost everything that we've done has had Gemini stuck inside of its own chat window. The next tip changes all of that, and that's actually using Gemini inside of Chrome. Now this one is probably obvious, but this is only gonna work if you're using Chrome as your main browser. It's not gonna work with Safari or Firefox or anything else. But as long as you're using Chrome, you've got it. So if you look at the top right of your screen, there's actually an Ask Gemini button there. You're just gonna click on that, and then Gemini is gonna open up on the right side next to whatever it is that you're currently working on. And now it can actually see your screen. So let's say you've read some long article and you've got a question about it. You don't need to copy a big chunk out and then paste it into a chat anymore. It's already looking at the page. You just ask directly there. And if you want to get real techie with it, you can actually point it to a few different tabs at once. So let's say you're booking a holiday, you've got five different places that you're thinking of staying at. Normally you're clicking back and forth between those tabs, trying to figure out which one's cheaper or which one's got the better reviews or closer to the beach. Instead, you're gonna type the at symbol, you're gonna pick your tabs and ask it once. It's gonna go through all five and tell you which one fits what you're after. Now look, I know that sounds like a small thing on its own, but once you get used to it, it's saving you that 15 seconds of jumping between tabs every time. And when you're doing that 30 or 40 times a day, it starts to add up a lot more than you'd think. Now, right at the start, I told you that the reason Gemini is different is because Google is the one behind it. And Google runs pretty much everything you're already using day to day. And this is supposed to be where it all pays off. And it does, in a way, and I'm gonna get into the but in just a second. But nevertheless, that brings us onto tip 8, which is making use of the workspace integration. You see, some AI tools do plug into other software to some degree these days, but because Google owns the tools themselves, they are built directly into the software. I mean, it's already sitting there inside of Gmail, Docs, Sheets, all of it. You never have to leave what you're doing to go and use it. So let's take Gmail, for example. You're writing an email and there's a little pen icon sitting right there in the compose window that will basically write it with you. Or let's say that you land on one of those threads that's gone 40 replies deep and you have no idea what's even been decided anymore. Just tell Gemini to summarize it and then it hands you back exactly what was agreed and what's landed on you to do. Docs work the exact same way. It's just a panel sitting right next to whatever it is that you're writing. Draft the whole thing from scratch, get it to summarize what's already there, or ask it a question about whatever you're reading without ever opening a new tab for it. Sheets is probably the one that saves you the most pain out of all of them. Basically, tell it what you want to do, and it writes the formula and drops it straight into the cell for you. No more sitting there Googling how to build formulas, because respectfully, if the tool can write the formula for you, well then why are you spending 20 minutes on the task? And on top of all of that, you can tell it to pull from an email thread or let's say a file sitting in Drive, both at once, and draft something off of the two of them together. Now look, on paper, this is all very impressive, but it's really only effective if you're already on Workspace, if Docs and Sheets, as well as Gmail, are your daily drivers. If that's you, brilliant. This is gonna work exactly how you would want it to. If it's not, then none of this really applies to you the same way. And that is something I'm gonna come back to once we've gone through the rest of the list. All right, so that's the intermediate stuff done. And the last two on this list are stepping up from everything that we've covered so far, but they're probably the ones you're also gonna get the most out of. First up is Spark. Now, if you've ever heard of Claude's Cowork feature or ChatGPT Work, this is basically the Google equivalent. It basically runs on its own, makes its own calls, and gets stuff done for you without you sitting there watching it happen. Trust me, I'm aware of how that sounds. AI doing its own thing, making its own calls, that probably makes you feel a bit uneasy, and I totally get it. But think about it like this, Spark is basically like hiring your own personal assistant. And I'm sure you would agree, if you hired a personal assistant and then you just sat there overlooking every single task that they did, well then you'd kind of be missing the whole point, no? The whole reason you hire someone like that is that they take the load off of you. And that is exactly why, right at the start of this video, I told you to go and connect your calendar and all of your other apps, because that is what makes this personal assistant good at its job. So after a couple of weeks of using this, here is how I've got it working for me. Every night before I go to bed, it's gonna go through my entire inbox while I'm asleep. And that way, by the time that I wake up, it's taken everything that came in and actually turned it into a summary sitting inside a Google Doc. That way, I just grab my coffee and I spend my morning going through what's priority and what's not, instead of having to go through every single email one by one. Now, you might not be getting emails at all hours like me, but let's say you've got a lot on your plate this week. That is when you sit down, you give Spark the full list of everything that you need to get done, and ask it to prioritize it. It's gonna go ahead and block out time on your calendar for each one, so that way you can just do the work instead of trying to juggle it all in your head. Or let's say your inbox is full of hundreds and hundreds of emails, just ask Gemini to go through them and clean it up for you. And if you wanna push this a bit further, Spark can work directly on your laptop too. If you're anything like me, your desktop is a complete mess. You've got files and folders you haven't touched in months, if not years. You can literally just tell Spark to go in there, sort it, categorize all of it, and a few minutes later, you come back to a clean desktop. Now look, I wanna put one caveat here, okay? Because I don't want you to come back to me saying, hey, Spark's deleted all my important files. AI has gotten good these days, really good. But I'm not sure it's at the point that I trusted with everything. So let's say you have a folder with your banking information, medical records, anything like that. Just move it somewhere else safe first and then let Gemini work the rest. All right, so last one on the list, tip number 10 is deep research. But we're gonna do something a little different with it here, and I'm gonna get into that in just a second. You've probably got a rough idea what this is by now. It's when you get AI to go off and pull together a full research report on whatever it is that you've asked it. And it's genuinely useful, okay? But you've got to know how to properly use it. If you are not specific about what you actually want out of it, you're just gonna get a whole lot of nonsense back, and you would have burned a big chunk of your usage getting there. So before I even run the research, I get Gemini to help me build the prompt first. I give it a bit of context on what I'm trying to do, and then I tell it to ask me as many questions as it needs before we go anywhere near the actual research. And the results come back noticeably better since I started doing it this way. But look, you already know that AI can go ahead and do the research. That's nothing new, right? What we're doing here is taking it one step further. Now, once that report's done, we're actually gonna pair it with something called Gemini Notebook. Now, if you haven't come across it yet, they also sometimes call it Notebook LM. It's depending on where you look. Google can't seem to really settle on a name for it. But the point is, all you need to do is drop your report straight into it. Then you're gonna click the notebook icon in the top right. It's gonna open up a new tab. Once again, it doesn't cost you anything extra either. It's already sitting in your subscription. Once you're in there, it can feel a little overwhelming at first. There's quite a bit going on in there. You have audio overviews, flashcards, mind maps, quizzes, full written reports, the whole lot. That alone, probably I can make a whole dedicated video on, but that's not what we're gonna do today. The one I wanna show you here is the audio overview. So let's say you've pulled together all this research. You're gonna click into the audio overview. You're gonna pick your format. I would probably start with deep dive if I wanted the full explanation, but brief, critique, and debate are also useful depending on what you're trying to do. Then you're gonna pick your length and you're gonna pick which source it's actually pulling from. And what it spits out on the other end is basically a podcast episode built entirely off of your own research that you can just put on whenever you want. So I'll actually put it on if I'm going for a run or going to the gym, or let's say out on a long drive. It's basically another way for me to get the information into my head. Once again, I know that not all of you are students. I mean, I'm not, but even if reading's just not your thing, or you're trying to get some sort of certification or become an expert on a topic, this is genuinely very useful. And I would put it near the top of your list. So I'll actually get my team to put up a 10-second clip of what it made for me.
Yeah, that is the exact problem that this research blueprint we're doing a deep dive into today tries to solve. It's basically a rigorous treasure map.
Now look, that was only 10 seconds, but I hope you kind of get the idea, right? This is actually quite insane. So on its own, deep research basically just hands you a big wall of text, whereas notebooks is what actually turns it into something that is a lot more approachable that you're actually gonna sit down and use. Or in my case, just something I can put on and listen to. Those are the 10 tips that I found useful when using Gemini. But I've got to be a little bit honest with you here for a minute. Like I said right at the start, Gemini is in a unique spot because Google owns it, and Google owns most of what you're already using. And there is genuine upside to that, okay? It's right there in your Gmail, in your Docs, everywhere you work. it's good across the board. But that's exactly the problem. It's good across the board and not great at any one thing. Because it feels like Google got so focused on getting Gemini into everything, they've gone very wide with it, okay? Gemini is in Gmail, Docs, Sheets, Search, Chrome on your phone, literally everywhere. But going wide doesn't automatically mean going deep and making it exceptional at one thing. And here's where I personally think they've fallen a bit short at the moment. And you can see it. It's changed so much over the last few months that it just doesn't feel ready. And that is the trap with all of these generic AI tools. The wider you go, the more that you try to do, the more average the whole thing gets. It ends up being fine at everything instead of brilliant at just one thing. And for most of what we covered today, fine is enough. It's gonna tidy your inbox. It's gonna teach you something. It's gonna sort your files. Little fixes that take some weight off of your day, but that's not the stuff that changes your life. What actually does change your life is having something specialized, something built to go deep on one area and really deliver there. Whether that's your health, your relationships, or your income. So if you are after real change in one part of your life, not just the surface level stuff, then I'm running an event called the Side Hustle Summit. It runs from the 6th to the 13th of September, live over the course of 5 days, and it's completely free to join. I'm gonna show you how AI can help you build a side hustle without showing your face, without any money upfront, and without any experience going into it. And to top it all off, I'm bringing my own $1 billion mentor with me, someone who's helped other people generate over $10 billion tracked online. So if that sounds like you, come join us. There's gonna be a link in the description to sign up. And before you go, remember that MacBook I mentioned at the start. If you wanna win it, drop a comment and let me know which one of these 10 tips you found most useful. But until then, as always, I'm watching from afar and I'm rooting for you.